The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eye. Same with my old 45. A country boy can survive.
Oh, I tell you what, a country boy can survive. Hank Williams Jr. Wow. One of the originals, one of the greats. It's a great song. You know, I'm glad we adopted it as sort of the backbone of the music on the Trump phenomenon, which you're listening to right now. I'm James Kelso, your host, up here in lonely North Dakota, way up here by the Canadian border, the least visited state in America. And the date, oh my goodness, a lonely date too, December 30th. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve. Can you believe it? Sunday will be next year. Wow. 2023. I can't wait to write 2023 on a check or on a form or something. 2023. Let's do a little bit of reminiscing about 2022 today here in our final Trump phenomenon show for this awful year. How many good things happened this year? All right, don't remind me. So we'll think back a little bit on how 2022 has gone and take a look at into the prognostications for 2023. And I invite you to call in. I really would like to hear. I'll give you one thing. I'll put out a polling question for you now, or I'd like to get nominations from you out there as to who the heroes of 2022 for us, who have been our heroes, who has done a good job of carrying the torch for us in 2022. Call in, and you don't have to go on the air. You can call in with your personality. It could be a person. I'll take that, for example. I'll give an example of somebody I'm going to nominate as a hero in 2022, Stephen K. Bannon. He is my first nomination. So you could nominate an individual, or you could nominate an institution or organization. I'll give you another example. Stephen K. Bannon's institution, which is Real America's Voice, RAV, Real America's Voice. I'll put them in the hero category. Can be individual, can be an institution or organization. But you can leave a name or a nomination with Mike, our engineer producer here at one of the heroic institutions, the Republic Broadcasting Network. And so that's something I'd like to do. I'll give you a little list here. I think I'll start out with a little list. I haven't thought much about it. So I know there are people and organizations not on this list. I just haven't given it enough thought. So maybe, and I don't have a cup of coffee here to help me have any ideas. So maybe, I don't know, maybe my daughter will whip one up for me during a break. But here are some people who really did a good job in 2022 and from whom we can expect more great stuff starting next year, Sunday. Stephen K. Bannon, that's K for Kevin, Stephen Kevin Bannon. What a giant. How about Charlie Kirk? All right, and let's also put on our nomination list of heroes his organization, Turning Point USA. Turning Point USA. How about a third hero on the list here? Tucker Carlson. But we're not going to be able to put any institution down there for him because Fox News is not an heroic institution for 2022. They done good in putting Tucker Carlson on the air. And who knows, but the people that run Fox, the Murdoch family, they probably just as soon have Tucker Carlson go away. Except he's making them truckloads of money. So let's find another person here. Mike Lindell, my pillow guy. What a hero. What a fight he has fought in 2022 for saving our election system. Not saving it, it's already gone. For regaining a semblance of a fair election system. And as far as an institution is concerned, Mike Lindell, though he has an institution too. His social media site is called Frank Speech. I don't participate there enough, and I don't participate enough on any social media. I need to correct that. That needs to be one of my resolutions for 2023 is, Kelso, get on those social media. Get on Getter. Get on Twitter. Get on truthsocial.com. I have my name registered there, but I don't post. I need to correct that. But Lindell has that organization. What else does he have? He has another one. He has Frank Speech. And he's running to be the chairperson of the Republican National Committee. And I'll tell you, he would, what a great chairperson he would make. Chairman of the Republican National Committee, the RNC, which has turned out to be a horrid organization over 2022. Failing. Rhino all the way. Rhino from top to bottom. Lindell is, he's got two people against whom he's running. The incumbent chairman of the Republican National Committee is Rona Romney McDaniel. And he's truly running against her. She's a loser. And I didn't get it on her until recently. The fooled me. And the other person contending for the position, not really running against Mike Lindell, but vying for the job, is Harmeet Dhillon, an attorney. And she also looks to be, she would make a very good Republican National Chairman. Hell of a lot better than Ronna McDaniel. Who, that Romney in her name, of course, is, that is the Romney family. She's the niece of the execrable Mitt Romney. I thought she was distinctly different from Mitt Romney, but apparently not distinctly enough. Harmeet Dhillon. So the word is, what I read today on the internet, is that Ronna Romney McDaniel does not have a sufficient number of votes on the Republican National Committee to guarantee a first ballot win. So that's great. I kind of would like to, I mean, if it's possible to engineer such a thing, have a duel, kind of as the Romans had at one point. They had two tribunes. I forget, what did they call them in the Roman Republic? They had not just, they didn't have a Caesar. They had a two-person they weren't Caesars. They were, I guess, emperor. And it would be nice to have both brains, Lindell's brain and Dhillon's brain. They would make a beautiful pair. I don't know how they could arrange that, though. Where there's a will, there's a way. Let's see, going down our list further here. Heroes of 2022. The U.S. Congressman from the Florida 1st Congressional District, based in my old one-time temporary hometown of Panama City Beach, Florida. That's Matt Gaetz. What a giant. How about Jim Jordan, U.S. Congressman from the northwest corner of Ohio? How about Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman from the Northwest Congressional District of Georgia? These are the giants of 2022. I mentioned one broadcaster, Tucker Carlson, although Charlie Kirk and Steve Bannon are on. They're all broadcasting now. They're all on the internet. You can listen to them all the time. Wayne Allen Root out of Las Vegas, he's a giant. He's a good one. And some of these people are writing books. How about Steve? Let's go to some doctors here that we learned to love in 2022. Steve Kirsch. And he's found at Steve Kirsch. I may be getting it a little bit wrong. SteveKirsch.substack.com. I don't know what the full story on that Substack is. I guess it's just a place where people can put up a like a a page. And then another doctor, Robert Malone. And there are some others. These are heroes of 2022. And among the another institution I'd like to nominate, the Epoch Times, my favorite newspaper out of New York and Washington, D.C. So there you go. There's a Kelso's short list, not particularly well prepared. Let me go in here, and I'm going to get my message board open here. So if you were to avail yourself of the chance to go on a colossal radio show, speak to vast hordes of teeming multitudes of past and future Trump rally crowds, start dialing now. 512-248-8252. 512-248-5512. No, I'm not drunk. I don't drink. I could use a coffee. 512-248-8252. And I was joking with our producer last night with my line that hundreds of operators are standing by to take your call. And I talked to them last night. Where did I get that line? You remember the old Jerry Lewis telephones? I don't know if Jerry Lewis is even still alive. I would venture he's not. But we've all grown up with those Jerry Lewis telephones, and I don't remember what his cause was. Was it muscular dystrophy or something? But they would have that line that hundreds of operators, and I think it was true, actually, that hundreds of operators were standing by to take your call for your contribution. Anyway, we don't have hundreds of operators, but you'll get through. And you can go on the air if you want. If you don't want to go on the air, just leave a message and nominate somebody I left off the list. I mean, that's a really skimpy list there that I offered of heroes. We might even do a who are the losers of 2022? Who are the real scoundrels or the real traitors, turncoats, rhinos? You know, the list that would be headed up by Mitch McConnell. Now, speaking of that question of separating the men from the boys and the real women from the loser girls, what about Kevin McCarthy? That's one thing that's going on inside the Republican Party right now is... is Kevin McCarthy going to become the Speaker of the House? Now, people like Matt Gaetz are saying, no way. And, you know, the more I hear about Kevin McCarthy, the less I like him. And, you know, I'm of this mind that you look at someone's face, and you look at their eyes, look at their face, look at their eyes some more. Just watch them. And, you know, if they're a snake, if they're a real turd, I think it shows on people's faces. I mention it last night? Somebody made the joke, don't look Nancy Pelosi in the eyes, you'll turn to stone. And, you know, I don't like Kevin McCarthy's eyes. I don't like his voice. I don't like the things he does. I don't like what he did right after January 6th. He was calling for the removal of Donald Trump, I think by January 7th. That's the size of Kevin McCarthy's balls. We'll be right back. Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Guess my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the
We're back, folks.
And I'm for the word.
And it only took me just a bit of musing during that break to come up with some more nominations for our Heroes of 2022. And my thinking went to the two websites I rely upon every day. I do not spend a day without going to these two websites. One of them is revolver.news. If that's not in your favorites bookmarks, you should fix that. Revolver.news. And I'll mention the man associated with that, with creating that website, in a moment. First, I'll mention the second website that I go to every day without fail. I mean, I go to it multiple times, morning, noon, and night. And that is thegatewaypundit.com. Sounds a little long. You have to include the article, the. Don't just look for Gateway Pundit. It's the Gateway Pundit. PUNDIT.com. Where does that word pundit come from? It sounds like it comes from Hindu, from Hindi, Hindu history. We'll look it up. But anyway, the gateway in, for us in the Anglosphere, it means a commentator on the news. TheGatewayPundit.com. And the people associated with those two outstanding websites are, in the case of Revolver.news, it's Darren Beatty. Darren Beatty, B-A-B-E-A-T-T-I-E. I keep waffling as to whether he pronounces it Beatty or Beatty. Darren Beatty. However he pronounced it, he's a genius. He was, as I, my perfunctory acquaintance with Darren Beatty, his career, I really am acquainted with him as a man. I've looked into those eyes, and I've listened to him for hundreds of hours. Darren Beatty was a speechwriter, I believe, for Donald John Trump. And he just did an interview with Donald Trump, which is previewing. He's got a preview, a teaser, on Revolver.news right now. And I don't know when he's going to release the whole interview, but I certainly will be listening to that. And I might even play that little teaser in our show today. You'll hear Donald Trump saying he really likes Darren Beatty and he really likes Revolver.news. So then over at thegatewaypundit.com, two people come to mind, twin brothers, Jim and Joe Hoft, H-O-F-T, also geniuses, real champions for our people. Now, you know, how many people have I named here? I've named those two plus a Beatty. Let's see, that's three. Root, that's four. Green, Gates, Lindell, Carlson, Kirk, and Bannon. That's... And then Steve Kirsch and Robert Malone. That's 12 heroes. 12 heroes on that list. Now, imagine 2022 without those 12 people. I'll tell you what, it wouldn't be, it would have been a lot worse. Let's add another one. Let's add Jim Jordan. I mentioned him, but I didn't write him on my list here. Jim Jordan, he's one of the giants. So that's 13 now. And I'd love to get your nominations. Anybody that wants to call in a nomination. The let me see if I can't find that teaser that Darren Beatty put up. It's going to be at revolver.news, I think. Let's go look over there right now. I don't know how he came up with the name. I've never actually pondered that question, how he came up with his name of his website. But it sticks in your mind. That's very important in having a successful website. Let's see if I can't find that teaser for his interview. Coming soon, the Revolver.news Trump interview. Let's go there and listen in. You'll be hearing Darren Beatty and Donald Trump. Pretty short. Right after the break.
Praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
And I've got a special announcement. Red Pill Politics, Republic of Texas Radio, and Republic Broadcasting have put together a live broadcast day on January 1st, 2023, all day long.
All right, on New Year's Day, I don't want you to get too hammered on New Year's Eve, because I want you to be able to get up as bright-eyed, bushy-tailed as you can, because we're going to have a very special broadcast live on New Year's Day. We haven't got all of the arrangements and all the special guest interviews and all the fun quite packaged together yet, but we're well on our way. You're going to hear some great host here at RBN. You're going to hear some great interviews, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think this is going to be fun.
After New Year's Eve, tune in at 8 o'clock in the morning.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be, and no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your
progress where the sun don't shine. You know, I'm liking John Rich's song more every time I hear it. Yeah, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. And of course, by progress, they mean the progress of the progressives, the progress of Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Nancy Medusa Pelosi and crying Chuck Schumer. They can all stick their progress where the sun don't shine. And now, turning to one of our favorite callers, you know, a hero of 2022 himself, James in Vancouver. Are you there, James?
That's a great intro. Thank you very much for that. And a happy new year to you.
Yeah, and to you. The you know, it's always great. I mean, you know, we right-wingers are inherently optimistic. It's part of our nature is that we're – and left-wingers are inherently gloomy and miserable.
Well, they're a little bit upset all the time.
Yeah, they're angry all the time. Yeah, they're angry all the time. They're resentful all the time. Whereas we, you know, not just you and myself, but all these thousands of people listening to us right now, you know, they are people who wake up, you know, glad to be alive, and who go out and, you know, charge into life. They work. They don't run away from work. And they, you know, they're productive and they're hopeful, and they live for the future of their children and their children's children. And, you know, that's the big divide. That's the great chasm that separates the left and the right. It separates, you know, it separates really good from evil.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you could categorize it different ways, folks. But I mean,
I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say America is all about families. Okay. That is a true American. It's all about the family, you see. So.
Yes. Exactly.
And the left, of course, don't want the family. They got some other weird stuff that they prescribe, right?
Right. These are very angry, unhappy. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi. Come on. Imagine living with Nancy Pelosi. Imagine waking up with Medusa's head on the pillow next to you. I mean, come on. That poor guy, Paul Pelosi.
Let me ask you a question. When you go to a Trump rally, what do you see? You see families, don't you? You see?
Yeah.
I mean, moms, dads, the children. See what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, folks, you know, Trump rallies and, you know, anything like that, you're right. It's, you see, you know, I tell people, you know, when they go to a Trump rally, you know, get ready to wait a whole day if you want to get into the rally. But don't worry about that, because it's you're going to be spending that day in lawn chairs and under umbrellas and sitting outside in the grass and so on with the best people you will encounter this year or next year. These are wonderful, as you say, families, children, old people, all ages. They're the best. You can look at that crowd around you of 20,000 people. Those are the best 20,000 people living within 50 miles of where you are, or even 100 miles. They're the best. On the other right. hand, if you went to a left wing rally, look out. You know, mean, these are the losers. These are the worst people. And this kind of fits in with our theme of the heroes of 2022. Now I'm going to go. As you and I talk, I might go to a third caller, a second caller here, Pat in Fort Worth. In fact, let me do it right now. Stay there, James. Our engineer Mike can bring Pat in. She has a nominee for Hero of 2022. What have you got, Pat?
First place I go, what I need to find out what the truth is I go to Andrew Schlafly's place called Conservapedia. Okay. And it's Phyllis Schlafly's son. He's a lawyer, but he opened that website on 2006, I think. And he says it's growing. Since Trump's come in, it's growing by leaps and bounds. Of course, I advertise it every time I get a chance.
Very good. Now, for some of you are younger children out there, the name Phyllis Schlafly may not ring a bell, but for the more mature audience like Pat and myself and James in Vancouver, we remember well a real hero, Phyllis Schlafly, who I think was based in St. Louis, Missouri. And I got to meet – I'm sorry?
I think she was in Texas.
Well, okay. I got to meet her once in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at a Ron Paul event. And she liked to wear a bright red dress. And so I got to meet her one time, Phyllis Schlafly. But, yeah, she – and you. So you mentioned her son's website, Conservapedia.
Right.
Okay, well, that's a good nominee. What do you think of the nominees that I put up earlier?
I would have said Mike Lindell, because Lindell TV, he played all those people at the Turning Point rally last week.
Yes, that's right. Lindell has a thing called Lindell TV. And he's made millions with his business acumen and his genius, and he's spending all of it on our cause. He is giving everything he's got. He's not taking anything.
Everybody knows it because his background wasn't he wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth, and he had a history to overcome.
Yes,
the people who've been in jail, yes, they know who Mike Lindell is.
Yeah. Well, he had a really rough life. Exactly. He had problems with substance abuse. And so he came up, he pulled himself up out of the gutter. And he is such a sterling hero in our cause. I'm glad you liked him. And we've got a few down there in Texas. I like Congressman Chip Roy.
No. I think that's why you don't let me on. He was on the same side as Romney. The lady from Wisconsin who didn't get voted in again. He was on her side. He was against Trump being declared winner.
Well, we'll have to defer this for a later discussion.
Chip Roy,
listen, I don't know how current you are on Chip Roy, but the things that he has said from the floor of the House, this man, his hair is on fire. He is an incredible patriot, Chip Roy, down there in Texas. And he's one of the people. In fact, I'll tell you what, let's you and I, as we next year. Let's you and I meet up on Sunday, which is next year, and let's listen in to see what Chip Roy. And of course, this is going to be, put up or shut up for 2023. We're going to find out we're going to separate the men from the boys.
If anybody wants to know how people vote, if you go to Conservapedia and you put on the New American Magazine, which is John Birch Society's magazine.
Yes.
They will let you know how they voted on things, and that's what you care about, not what they say. How did they vote?
Yes. Of course, the John Birch Society. I was a John Bircher, and I guess once you're a Bircher, you're always a Bircher. And the energy that the John Birch Society had captured back in the 70s, when I was a Bircher, that energy is now, I would say, it is now being carried forward by Turning Point USA. Back in the 70s, the Birch Society was huge, and we had hundreds of thousands of members. That the magazines had big subscriptions, and they were very influential. And they're still a force, the John Birch Society, and still heroes. But I think Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA has somehow, he's got more energy now.
Yeah.
But thank you for mentioning the John Birch Society. They're still going strong.
Oh, I forgot what they call it. It's a different name for what they used to. When they tell you the questions, they show you how everybody voted. And they have a conservative index.
In my day it was called Conservative Index, and that was the place to go to find out really mathematically. They rated people on how they voted. It was wonderful. They still maintain that service, and you're right. I don't remember what the current name is. And then the big magazine that we everybody looked forward to before there was any internet. You'd watch for the mailman in the mailbox, and you'd get your New American magazine, that was a wonderful magazine. And did I mention, as an institution, the paper or magazine that has the energy today is the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H. And folks, you can't go wrong with the Epoch Times. You can subscribe online. You can get you can actually get it mailed to you as an actual physical newspaper. It's a wonderful thing. Well, and thank you. Thank you for your nomination, Pat.
Okay, thank you.
Fort Worth, and happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for being a hero.
I like to see people bringing up somebody to take their place, and you got kids, and I know they'll be able to take your place. That's what's important.
Yes.
People know all this stuff, and they don't have, if she didn't have Andrew to take her place, well, they'd have probably forgot who poor old Phyllis Schlafly was.
Well, we haven't forgotten her. So, thanks, Pat.
Well, anyway, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so we're here with James in Vancouver, folks, and reminiscing about 2022, which is, let's face it, folks, 2020, 2021, and 2022, horrible years, because, what were the worst things that happened? Well, number one, and I love this Dr. Paul Alexander from Canada, who did yeoman work within the Trump administration trying to get to communicate to Donald Trump that the whole COVID scam was intended to take Trump down. And that's the worst. Well, let's come up with the worst. I'll call that the worst because that was the setup. That set the table for what followed. With the COVID-19 scam, the CCP and the American communists took Trump down. So that enabled the second worst thing that happened, or in order anyway, in sequence, was defeating Trump. And defeating Trump by stealing the election. And how did they use COVID-19 to steal the election? Well, can you remember this? Do you remember it, folks? They actually had people panic that you can't go vote at your local polling place, the retirement home, the church, the local voting place. You can't go there because you might get the bug. The evil coronavirus might jump on your hand and then jump into your nose, and then you're dead. You're on a ventilator, and 99% fatalities. I'm just exaggerating here, but they got everybody freaked out over nothing, ladies and gentlemen. What it turns out, doctors like Paul Alexander and Steve Kirsch and Robert Malone, they say if you got whatever virus we're talking about here, if you got it, I'm convinced I think I got it. I got a cold during the course of that. It seemed a little more than I would usually get. They said, get out your zinc, get out your quercetin, get out your vitamin D3, and then a list of things. Just normal nutritional supplements, and you knock that thing right on its butt. And then you get some more novel things that were not things that you would have on your kitchen shelf normally. Hydroxychloroquine, readily available, totally harmless, totally wonderful for treating that cold. And ivermectin. I have ivermectin in my medicine cabinet now. And so they use that. They use the medical panic to create a biomedical tyranny. Then they got rid of Donald Trump's presidency by stealing the election. Then, of course, in addition, they created the vote by mail and absentee voting and voter drop-off boxes. This then enabled the other phase of that stealing of the election, which is all of their thousands of communist left-wing doped up fanatics of the left to produce fraudulent ballots, like the election in Maricopa County, where we just found out that the ballots that were handed to naive Republicans showing up to vote were not the right dimension. They actually handed them ballots that couldn't go through the electronic machines. So they were nullified. These people who, traditional people like Pat and like James in Vancouver, we're, our idea is, oh, we vote on the, you know, the first Tuesday of the month in November in person. Is that too much to ask? Well, yes, if you're going to get the virus. We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go.
Okay, we're back. Can you hear me again, Mike? Okay, good. How'd you restore that? What'd you do? Wow, you caught it. Good job. I was starting to call you. I didn't need to. Thank you. Are we back as soon as I start talking? Okay, I'm on the air. All right. Hey, very good. Hey, we've got James with us, folks, and we're out of time. We're about out of time here. So, I didn't get to play that little clip of Donald Trump talking to Darren Beatty, and don't think I'll be able to squeeze that in here. I think with the remaining moments, James, I think you agree with me that 2020, 2021, and 22 are pretty bad years for the Republic.
Well, yeah, it was a catastrophe. And I was just checking the profile for Chip Roy. He has an interesting background. And on another program, we can discuss it. Many interesting things in his life. So,
okay. Does it look spotty or does he look solid?
No, he was diagnosed. He was diagnosed with stage 3 Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2011. He says he later said his experience battling cancer convinced him of the importance of health care freedom. So he knows something about alternative medicine, I think.
Yeah.
Which could be good for the American people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I have not heard a single thing negative about Chip Roy, and I've seen him just step up to the plate and just swing away at the left. And so
with Ted Cruz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that would be, you know, that'd be a function of being down there in Texas. But so anyway, I'm looking forward to 2023. It can't be worse, folks. And I know, how do I know it's going to be better? Because it couldn't get worse.
Right. So,
and, you know, Donald Trump has stepped up to the plate, and he will be our candidate. And we have no idea who the communists are going to run. I'm hoping that Jill Biden has her way. And I hope that she manages to bring her boy all the way through to the election. I'd love to see a rematch of Trump versus Joe Biden. I'd love to see that. But I don't think, you know, if I had to bet on it, I wouldn't bet that would happen. I think they'll come up with somebody else. And by the way, speaking of people, you know, I'd love to hear when we go on the air again on Monday on this show. Well, let me ask Mike, the engineer, are we on the air Monday, Mike?
No, we're taking Monday off. We'll be back live Tuesday. And we do have special holiday programming is on Sunday, January 1st, New Year's Day.
Okay, all right. And we'll after New Year's, folks, we'll be back on Tuesday, which will be January 3rd. And I'd love to hear from people who they think. This would be something to poll our audience. Who are the communists going to put up there to face the orange man?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, they don't have any winners at all. Well, folks, let's stride forward into 2023 with our chins up and with our phalanx shoulder to shoulder.
Thanks, James. Happy New Year.
And James, I'll see you next year.
Yes, sir.
And all the rest of you. Happy New Year. So long.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.